All right, episode one, take one. What's up, everybody? I am Tom, and this is the first episode of a practical WordPress development podcast. So here's the thing. The whole premise of this podcast is that it's going to be about WordPress development, questions, answers, personal experiences, things like that. So before we get into actual questions, I want to give a little bit of information about this podcast, especially for those of you who are listening for the first time. First, I have been talking about doing this for a while. I even did the whole survey thing to see what people would be interested in hearing about. And this, and what you're going to hear in future episodes, is the result of all of that information. The details are boring, and boring would not bode well for the first episode, right? Anyway, over the course of the episodes, I will be sure to be obvious and more obvious where the show is headed. This is going to be question and answer. This is going to be a little bit of anecdotal stuff. This is going to be some personal experience. It's going to be interviews with other people, etc. But the general purpose of this podcast is to talk development, specifically around WordPress, and to talk about my experience and to answer questions from those of you who are listening. The second thing is that this is going to be between 20 and 30 minutes. I'm aiming for the former because I think that short form podcasts are good for short drives, walks, runs, or it's just something to fit in when you don't have 60 to 90 minutes for a show. Now, I love podcasts and I don't mind long links if I'm in a drive, but if I'm going somewhere short or if I'm doing something where I just need a small block of time to pick up something and listen, I want a shorter podcast. So that's what this is geared towards. As far as all of the stuff that we are going to talk about or that I'm going to cover in this episode, I will have links to everything in the show notes. So you don't have to worry about writing anything down. If that's your thing, go for it. As far as the personal experience part of this show is concerned, this is normally where I would talk about it. And this obviously takes up time. So I don't want to spend time talking about what the podcast is about and something that I'm doing, etc. You know that I'm doing the podcast. You know what the podcast is about.
Today's episode is brought to you by WPSessions.com. WP Sessions produces training for WordPress professionals and has more than 130 hours of content that you won't find anywhere else. You'll find sessions that help you grow your development skills, improve your business, and serve clients better. You'll also find exclusive discounts for the services and products that you need and want. Visit WP Sessions today and start learning directly from well-known WordPress experts. Head over to WPSessions.com/Tom and watch your first session for free.
All right, so this episode is only going to have a single question. Some episodes may only have one. Some may have more than one. I don't know. We're going to see how this thing pans out over the next few episodes. With that said, I want to go ahead and just jump in to the first question. How can WordPress developers focus on deep work and avoid the noise which occasionally surrounds the community? Now, this is a good question for a number of reasons, because I think that depending on where you sit, as far as the WordPress economy is concerned, you may say that there is a lot of noise. Being in this industry for some time, there's two things I've learned. One, what may be one person's noise can be another person's signal. So don't be too quick to say that all of it is noise, or there's too much noise, or something like that. Instead, you can say it's too much noise for me, or X, Y, and Z are noise. But there's another implication, and that is that with the noise, there is signal. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more in just a minute. The second thing is that any large community, regardless of if it's WordPress, or if it's PHP, or JavaScript, or any other platform, or language, or library, whatever it is, the larger the community, the more potential for noise, or perhaps even the more noise there seems to be. So that means there's likely going to be a lot of signal. But this still raises the question of how do we avoid the noise which occasionally surrounds the community? The way that I've done this is twofold. First, you have to identify what your signal is. And in order to do that, you have to know what it is that you're doing in the context of WordPress. So for example, are you a plugin developer? Are you a theme developer? Are you a designer? Are you someone involved in marketing? Do the dramatic aspects of any given community really interest you? Whatever it is, you need to find what's more informational, what's productive, and basically what is a signal to you, and dial that up. while dialing down the noise. But what does that look like? All right, so for example, if you're someone who perhaps you're strictly focused on plugin development and you're someone who is very interested in programming topics and you're not necessarily interested in conversation around some other aspect or something that you consider drama. Perhaps this is happening on Twitter or on a series of blogs, whatever the case. Don't subscribe to the blog. There's no, you're not missing out on anything because the stuff does not contribute to what it is that you're doing. If it's on Twitter, don't follow people. Mute them. Mute them for 24 hours. Mute them for a month. Block people if they still show up in your timeline or in your replies. If it's on a blog, again, don't read the comments. This could be if there's a blog that provides good information, but it does not bode well in terms of the conversation, quote unquote, that exists in the comment section. Don't read them. Essentially, you need to be aware of what's going on, but be relentless in your participation or lack thereof. So the way that I've done this is I ask myself, is participating in whatever this is, you know, if it's a conversation around plugin development or programming, if it's a conversation around design, if it's a conversation around something that's being introduced into WordPress, I ask myself, is participating in this going to enhance or inhibit my productivity? Sometimes I know exactly what the answer is. Sometimes I have to think about it. But if what you're going to participate in is going to inhibit your productivity, do not do it. Secondly, and this may be a little more practical, it's outside the scope of something we may do online, but take advantage of the do not disturb features of your devices. I don't care if you use Android or iPhone or what operating system you use, take advantage of the do not disturb features and go heads down on the work that you need to do. So for me on macOS, I use do not disturb. I leave my phone in another room unless I'm expecting an urgent call. Furthermore, I will create a calendar and then I organize the events that I need to take care of on any given day. But I don't just organize, say, the tasks that I need to do for customers. This includes fitness. This includes things that I need, appointments that I have for my family. This includes things that I'm going to be doing for reading, etc. Secondly, use a task manager to organize the things that you want to do. Now, perhaps in the next episode, I'll talk a little bit more about how I define events and how I define tasks and then how I organize them. But the point is that use a calendar and use a task and or use a task manager. Use one or the other, or use both. It depends on your personality type. And the ultimate point is that you need to handle the day rather than to let the day handle you. And depending on your personality type, this can be something that's more difficult than it is for others. But this doesn't mean that incremental steps or incremental changes can't be made to improve this. So as to summarize everything I just said, if you want to focus on deep work and avoid the noise, do what you can to turn up the signal. Follow people and blogs that help make you more productive, that provide you with more helpful information, and make sure that you are relentless when it comes to participating and only participate in things that do not inhibit your productivity or furthering whatever it is you're trying to build. And then also make sure that you are working to handle the day versus letting the day handle you. Sometimes an email can wait. You can tell the person, hey, I got your email. I'll follow up as soon as I get a chance. Or just snooze it until the next day, whatever the case may be. Get a handle on your day. Finally, if you're looking for something to read about this, I recommend Deep Work by Cal Newport. Literally, I mean, that's the name of the book, is Deep Work. So I'll have a link. I'll have a link to this in the show notes. All right, so that's it for the first question for the first episode. I hope that it was helpful. If not, or if you want more information, don't hesitate to shoot me an email. I'm always happy to go more in depth on this kind of stuff. But as far as closing notes, closing things I'd like to say, closing remarks, whatever it's called here at the tail end of a podcast. I'm sure there's proper terms for it, but I'm not a proper podcaster, so chalk it up to that. Anyway, if you are in the WordPress economy or in the WordPress community, you have likely heard of Corey Miller, who was who's the guy who started iThemes. I've had the chance to meet him several times. And if you're not following him or if you haven't read his blog or whatever, he's someone who I highly recommend following. He's smart. He's genuine. And even if what he's sharing isn't something that's necessarily applicable to what you're doing, it's not going to be noise, going back to the question in the podcast. But he and I were talking just recently, and he was talking about how he wants to blog more. And I was telling him, you know, I wanted a podcast. But neither one of us were hitting publish or record. So we decided to hold each other accountable to that. So I'm holding him right here on this podcast to hitting publish. And he held me to this. So this is me hitting record. So hopefully we're going to see some more blog posts from Corey. And if you get a chance, feel free to tweet him at Twitter at CoreyMiller303. All right, this wraps up the first episode. As rough as it may have sounded, I am really glad you tuned in. I'm stoked about doing this. I'm happy to have you listening, and I really am looking forward to doing more of these. I don't necessarily have a schedule set out for these just yet. I'm still working on the format, but please do not hesitate to offer any feedback that you have, any comments that you have, or questions that you have. You can do all of that at tommcfarland.com/podcast. You can also find the show notes at tommcfarland.com/podcast-episode-1. And for those of you who are curious, I'm likely going to be running this in seasons, since that's what all the good podcasters seem to be doing these days. At least this is what I have on good authority from Matt Medeiros and the checks in the mail for that. So anyway, in terms of how many episodes per season, we'll see how that turns out. But we've got one episode down. I am already looking forward to the next one. I'm looking forward to hearing from you on Twitter. I'm looking forward to hearing from you in email. And please subscribe, tell all your friends, wear the t-shirts, get a tattoo, do all the fun stuff to get the word out about this. And we'll see if we can't turn this into something a little more than just a short podcast with anonymous questions. Or maybe we'll keep it. Maybe that's exactly what we need. I don't know. We'll see. But that's it for this episode. So thank you for listening. All right. Outros. They're tough. They're ridiculous. They're awkward. Whatever. Make sure that you subscribe to this if you enjoyed it. If you didn't, obviously, don't listen anymore. This goes back to the whole signal and noise thing, right? So with that said, I hope you enjoyed the show. And I am looking forward to doing episode 2.